Okay, here we go. For our third section of why a certain parsha, why parshas Dvarim in the Beit HaMitzarim, why parshas Dvarim always Shabbos Chazon, two chassidic ideas of why Dvarim is always Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. The first idea comes to us from Rav Tzadok HaKohen, Prince Tzadok Os Tes, and he says there, you have to look very simply into the 12th pasuk of the parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu says the famous word, Eicha Esa Levadi Tarchachem Ma'asem Be'Rivchem. How was I able to carry you your troubles and your burdens and your quarrels alone? And Rav Tzadok says in the Medrash, Eicha Rabasi, he says there are three Nevi'im who use the words Eicha. Moshe over here in Parsha Dvarim, and Yeshaya and Yirmiyahu. Yeshaya uses the word Eicha in our Haftorah. If you look in the Haftorah, it says, Eicha Haisa Lezoina. How has she become a harlot? Chais has become a prostitute. You become such a terrible thing. And Yirmiyahu says, the opening pasuk of Eicha, Eicha Yashabada, that Yushalayim stands by herself. Chais stands by herself. So you might think at the end of the day that Eicha is just a stam word. Says Rav Tzadok, no. There are only three Nevi'im who use this lashon of Eicha. Moshe and Devarim, Yeshaya and Haftorah and Yirmiyah, and Yirmiyahu on Tisha B'Av. To tell you why dafka these three, they all for one reason. They are all use the same word, these words. Why? Shekulam kervu Yisrael la'avim shbeshamayim. They all wanted to be able to bring Klai Yisrael closer to the Baruchim. The word Eicha in each one of them. Eicha was Moshe Beinu wanted to show them how great they were. And Yeshaya was wanted to show them their, give them a little tochacha and say where they've fallen. And Yirmiyahu wanted to show them that they're my mamish by themselves. Look at the punishments that you got. But at the end of the day, says the Medrash, you want to know why they all used Echad? Amar Rabbi Levi, Mashal Matrona Shahayu Lola Shlosha Shoshvanin. It's a mashal to someone who had three friends. Klai Yisrael had three friends. You know what their names were? Moshe, Yeshaya Hanavi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshaya Hanavi, and Yirmiyahu Hanavi. There's only someone who cares will give proper tochacha. And each one of them used the word Eicha. Why? Because they wanted to bring them. They were mamas, a true friend. Shekulam nikru shoshvinin. Shekulam kirva Yisrael aviv shemar shemayim. Says Rav Tzadok, they were all three friends of Klai Yisrael. They used this word of Eicha as a code word to tell them, it's time to come back to their Bona Shem. It's time to come closer to their Bona Shem. So says Rav Tzadok, you want to know why Devarim is always read right before Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazon? Because of the code word of Eicha. This trifecta of Moshe, Rabbeinu, Yeshaya, Anavi, and our Haftor, and Yirmiyahu, and Eicha, and the opening pasuk of Eicha. If the powerful word of Eicha, and the Svarim say, Eicha is a lashon of Ayeka, where are you? Each one of them is considered a friend. Don't look at it, they were upset. They only gave the tochacha because they care. They care about Klai Yisrael's status. Look who you are. You're a prince, you're a princess. Remember who you are. You're royalty. Remember the greatness of Klai Yisrael. And that was the trifecta of Moshe, Rabbeinu, Yeshaya, and Yirmiyahu. Dafka, these three Nevi'im use that lashon of Eicha to be able to remember to tell Klai Yisrael who they are. That's Rav Tzadok. The second idea comes to us from the Kushet Ramagad of the Avodas Yisrael. The Kushet Ramagad explains, you want to know why Dvarim is always read the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazon? You got to look in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin. He, when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about all of Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch was always with them. Ki Hashem Elokecha Berecha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadecha, HaKadosh Baruch was always with you, and you blessed everything of your hands. Yada Lechtech Hasamidbar HaGadol Zeh Zeh Arba Mishonah Hashem Elokecha Yimach Lo Chasar Tadavar. HaKadosh Baruch was with you for 40 years, and he was with you, and you did not lack anything. Says the Kushnitzer Magid, you want to know why we read Dvarim? It's Dafka, because this Pasuk. For us to be able to realize, it might look like it's very dark during these 3 weeks. It might look like there's a coronavirus. It might look like the Ribbono Shel Olam's not there. But we have to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam's with us. Just like he was with us 40 years. By an lo chasar tadavar, we didn't lack anything. Hashem Elokecha imach lo chasar tadavar, Moshe Rabbeinu says. Kodesh Baruch Hu, your God was with you, and you didn't lack anything. So too, during these 3 weeks, and specifically these 9 days, never forget that the Ribbono Shel Olam is always with you. Kain b'yomim halolu ashenikru gam kain midbar v'geis hamavis gam ki yelech b'geis hamos lo yirah ki ata imadi, says the Kushet Ramagid. We have to remember that just like David Melech says in Perek of Gimel, I walk in the valley of death, I remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with me. The same way the Ribbono Shel Olam was with us in the midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us during these 3 weeks. Imo anochi betzora, the Ribbono Shel Olam is always with us. And Be'ezus Hashem, with these ideas, specifically of the Kuzhet or Magid to know that no matter how dark it is out there, no matter the halacha is that yes, we're holding in those days. But to know that Ribbono Shel Olam is always with us, I'm with you. Hashem Elokecha Imach Lo Chasar T'Davar. We should merit to remember these lessons are of tzaddik. To remember that when you hear the word Eicha, Eicha is not because it's a punishment. Eicha says Rav Tzaddik is an expression of love. It's an expression of care from Moshe Rabbeinu, Yishai Navi, and the Haftorah, and Shabbos Chazon, Zatzon, and Yirmiyah, and Eicha. It's a lesson of care because Shkulam Nigru Shoshvinin. They're all friends of Kol Yisrael. Shekulam Kirul Yisrael Lav Yishamayim. They wanted to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eicha is the code word of love. They wanted to bring Kol Yisrael Shalom, who they are. Nowhere you know who you are. Eicha is the code word to remember who you are. You remember your DNA. And to remember the Kudrat Magid to know. At the end of the day, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with us for 40 years, we didn't like anything. So too, during these 3 weeks, it might be look very dark and very confusing. To know that Ribbono Shel Olam is mamash with us, we should be zocheh b'ezras Hashem to remember these teachings of Rav Tzedek HaKohen and Kudrat HaMagid, and to live by them, and to truly implant them in our lives. B'ezras Hashem, Yisbarach Shem, Shvach Kud Chodesh.